I want you to turn with me to the 91st Psalm today, the 91st Psalm. And so help me, Lord, it's as if I have never read this psalm before that it came to my heart this week, and I like it that way. Psalms 91. I'm going to read all 16 verses. I usually don't like to read a lot of verses from the pulpit, but every verse is power-packed because this is a life victory psalm. It's a life victory psalm. Let me read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So help me, God. It's as if I've never read the 91st Psalm before, and only God knows how many times I have not only read this psalm, but preached the Word of God or taught a lesson or something along that line. Fox Network says, we report, you decide. So I have a challenge today. I preach, and it's up to you to believe. It's the preached Word of God that sets men and women free. You say, have you perfectly experienced 24/7 everything that's here at one time or another, but not all the time, but I'm after it. I'm after what God has promised in Psalms 91. Reminding you that God did not write this Bible on a slow day in heaven. God wrote this book on purpose. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 said, man shall not live by bread alone. We've had enough of that. You hear bread on the radio. You hear bread on television. You hear the promise of bread in the news media and whatever. But he said, but by every word, I said by every word, I said by every word because he said by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When my ship begins to be a little rough and when my plane seems to start to descend is when I start speaking my word and not his word. I begin to think my thoughts, not his thoughts. I forget, thus saith the Lord. And I go back to the logic of thus saith Bob. So we report, you decide. I'm a reporter here today. But I'm a reporter that is after every verse in Psalms 91. It's a little different because sometimes God deals a little different with me. But first of all, I want you to notice where you dwell is your heaven or hell. Where you dwell is your heaven or hell. You can dwell in faith or you can dwell in fear. Fear is a spirit, but it's not the spirit of God. The secret place is in God and in His Word. Not in how I feel, not in what the commentators say, not in what politics may say, but the secret place. It's the secret to victorious living. To live, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Not in the public place, not in the place of public opinion, not in the place of what my family says or my best friends may say. He that dwelleth in God's secret place. He that dwelleth in God's secret place. Oh, he shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where you dwell and where you abide is your victory day by day and hour by hour. So where you dwell is your heaven or hell. Fear is hell. Fear is hell. Fear releases hell. Fear releases the fear of life. Fear destroys your confidence. But faith, thank God, faith causes your very being to soar and to know I can do what God said I can do. I can be what God said I can be. I can see what God said I can see. It's not in our feelings. It's not in our emotions. It's not by television or newspaper or radio or by some unbelieving preacher may say. It's living by faith. It's living by faith. You know, I was headed toward the channel to hear the ministry of the word for a few moments. And I came across a channel. You know, I forget things like that are out there. I watch so little television because it does nothing for me. But I got one of these caustic programs. I don't even know what the name of it was. I just said, God, I was expecting lightning to strike that man on television while he was speaking, making total fun of anything that pertains to. The world's getting more brazen by the day. It's time we just come out of the closet. I said, it's time we come out of the closet. Jesus is Lord. The Word of God is true. And it's the only thing that works. I refuse to be intimidated. I believe God. It's kept me on my feet for 50 years of pastoring, 60 years of ministry. There is no other word. The only sure word is God's Word. The only proven word is God's Word. Ooh, I've jumped 5 or 6 points here. Where you dwell is your heaven or hell. But the second verse said, what you say determines your day. Now I'll be out of the rhyme here in just a moment, but that's just the way it came to me. What you say determines your day. You'd never believe it, but years ago, Joe and I, we were just newly married, and she worked a certain job for a period of time and selling Nash automobiles. And there were a couple of believers that were there. And I remember going into the agency one day and I said, what in the world's wrong with your manager? And they said, oh, everyone knows if his horoscope is good, he's happy all day long. But if his horoscope is bad, he sits in his office and he will not sell a car if you came in and offered him cash or a check for, honest to goodness. I mean, that was the man's temperament. And his lip would be out like a little kid that was pouting, you know. And he'd sit, and I saw that over a period of time. If his horoscope was good, he was happy. If it wasn't, he would be back in his office and in essence said, leave me alone. Don't bother me unless you have to. I want you to know that thank God the Word of God said 24 hours a day, every day of the week, you are more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't live by the horoscope. We live by the Word of God. If there's anyone bound by that, get set free today. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So what you say determines your day. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. What are you saying of the Lord today? Just another Sunday. Just, you know, going through the page. What I say determines my day. You know, the crazy thing about this is I have to live what I preach for you to live. This doesn't work for me because I've been an ordained minister all these years. It works for me when I do what I preach to you to do. What I say determines my day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad. I will to be glad. I will to be glad. I will be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. I was just noticing one day, I brought some eggs home and I opened the egg carton and they happened to be purchased at Brahms. And I looked into that egg carton and there was that very verse. This is the day the Lord has made and I will rejoice. Someone said, why do you buy brown eggs? Because in the brown egg carton, they say, this is the day the Lord has made. I want chickens that are celebrating Jesus. So they can have the white eggs because the white egg carton, unless they've changed it, does not have that. I hope they changed it this week. But I buy brown eggs, which say, this is the day the Lord has made. You say, where do you buy your eggs? I buy my eggs where they say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Amen. Check it out. You'll find that's true. And I get no commission on that. This is the day the Lord has made. I want to eat breakfast with happy chickens. I want to eat breakfast with blessed chickens. I want to eat breakfast with chickens that are celebrating. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad. And we will rejoice in it. You sad chickens can take the day off, but you victorious chickens can shout the high praises of God. Hey, woo. What you say determines your day. Third verse said, the only sure thing in this world is God and His Word. It's the only thing. You can't guarantee anything in this world or anything in this life outside of the Word. God's Word. Man's Word changes. How many times have you approached someone on something that has been said? And they said, but you said, but that's changed. I've had that said to me. Well, things have changed. Things have changed. Things have changed. I want you to know in heaven, things never change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I said, my Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only sure thing in this world is God and His Word. We've had some powerful Sundays around here. Last Sunday, we had a couple from Mars. Well, they're on their way to Mars, I'll put it that way. And they approached me after the service, and they wanted to do a news interview with me, what I thought about the colonization of Mars. And I said, to be honest with you, I really don't think about it. I'm trying to figure out Earth. My hands are full trying to get people on Earth figured out. And they said, well, surely you have an opinion. I said, well, I'm not against it. I'm not going to finance it. I don't plan on making the first load up there. I'm not against it. Don't guess I have an opinion on it, but I'm just neutral. Well, you're bound to have an opinion on it. And they were here from the United Kingdom. They have some kind of a grant. And someone said, how did you get here? Well, we saw your advertisement in the newspaper. And something just said, go to that church. And she said, this is the most unusual church service I've ever been in my life. Last Sunday morning. Isn't that interesting? Very perceptive. What do you think about the colonization of Mars? And man, I just got through preaching the Word of God. I'm not taking the first load out. And if it happens, it happens. Praise God. But the only sure thing. But surely you have an opinion about Mars. Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't been there. I have no revelation about that. But I do have revelation about Earth. God so loved the world, this world that I'm acquainted with, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some of you are still in shock on that one. And they approached many of you around. Now, you have to watch who approaches you, because you never know what's going to happen. As a pastor, I know what can happen the next day on television if you get the wrong person recording something. So, you know, I had no opinion, so I stayed with that. Praise God. But, you know, as I looked into this, I'm still in Psalms 91. By faith, hold on to surely he shall deliver me. The only sure thing in this world is God's word. I said, the only sure thing in this world is God's word. Amen. Some things take time. And you know, we're so microwave, everything's got to be in a few seconds or whatever. And I think about, do you know the very reason we're here? God, for some reason, chose to wait 13 years to let that 8 acres downtown come through and get back on our 15 acres that we owned in downtown for 13 years. For 13 years, I had to really fight. Lord, I've missed you. I've missed you. What in the world is... For 13 years, we had to let that go to get the loan on the top, which was later paid off, but it was still farmed out. 13 years later, God forgave or eliminated a $7 million note over in Dallas that someone else owed, and we bought it back for $100,000. See, God doesn't think like we think. His timing is not like our timing. We want everything by tomorrow. I gave five in the offering today, so I want 500 or 5,000 tomorrow. Well, I'm all for that, and God can do much more than that. But you know, we just need to do the will of God and trust God in His timing. Well, thank God, I am covered when I trust in His truth. I said, I am covered. Verse 4 tells me, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I wouldn't use this illustration, except it had already been right before me this morning, and I can't resist the temptation. That little blonde lady standing up here a while ago, how many saw Sherry? How many saw Sherry standing up here? If you did not know her grandmother, you've missed half your life. That was the prayingest, givingest, witnessingest woman I have, Mary Lee Gregg, that I have ever met in my life. That woman lived for the things of God. I mean, she was just total, she was out there. Precious, precious person. A pastor's friend, a church friend. Loved God with all of her heart. And she was working as a housekeeper in downtown Hilton years ago. And you know why she was working? Because at that time her husband wouldn't let her give. Wouldn't let her give tithe or offerings or anything. And he said, if you want to give something, you can go to work and you can earn it. Now, they're all passed away, so I'm not talking about anyone alive right now. And he said, you can work. And so she was working as assistant executive housekeeper downtown. And her paycheck would usually wind up in, I was associate there, usually wind up in the offering. Did I tell you to do that? I did not. I'm telling you what someone else did. That's also the same woman that, when there was a need in the church, she'd sell a pint of blood and bring the money in. Do I tell you to do that? I've never told anyone to do that, but I've known people that did it. You know, I've known some of the greatest people. You talk about faith. You talk about people out there. I have had the privilege of meeting more people on the edge, and it keeps me on the edge. And so she came out of the Hilton one night. And remember, downtown Fort Worth used to be ghost town. Everything was boarded up. You would not know downtown Fort Worth today and back then. Everyone had moved out except about three hotels and maybe one or two brave merchants that stayed downtown. It's all changed now. Standing on the bus stop, a man approached her and told her sexually what he was going to do, and he was going to take her money. And she's standing there. There's not a soul in sight. She looks around, and here's this big guy standing there telling her what he's going to do. And I just preached on the Sunday night before that from Psalms 91. She said, Pastor Bob, I didn't know what to do. I just turned around to him and I said, feathers, 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 shaka potoko arabakata. He looked at me and he said, woman, you crazy. And ran off down the street. What he had in mind was not feathers. I'm telling you, the Word of God is practical. I couldn't resist that. That story, I'll never forget it. We'll laugh about that through eternity. Well, let's go to verse 5. To live fearless. Thou shalt not be afraid by day or night. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Day or night. Did you know that to fear not is a command? It's not an option, it's a command. It's over and over and over again. To fear not. To fear not. And when you fear, it doesn't feel good. And when you fear not, you just feel a release and a liberty. I believe God. Fear hath torment. To live fearless is a promise and a commandment of God. Thou shalt not be afraid day or night. This dreaded disease, now that this precious doctor, and we're praying for him and he's getting better. The news media says he's getting better every day, and his associate, continue to pray for those people. But they're sending out, doctors are now sending out memos over your cell phones, reasons why you don't have to be afraid of this. I didn't read that, but they're trying to help people because people are panicking. Folks, we got to get back to the Word. There is the greatest protection in the world is the Word of God. The best shot in the world is the Word of God. The best preventative medicine in the world is the Word of God. I'm not against anything else. I'm just telling you what is the best. No matter who or what or how many fall, you can stand. When others fall, I stand. I said, when others fall, I stand. I said, when others fall, by the grace of God, I stand. I remember when a very famous minister, in fact, two ministers fell within just a matter of weeks or months. I remember a young man that I knew, he said, well, I guess I'm next. I said, I'm not. When others fall, by the grace of God, I stand. Though 1,000 fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, you don't have to fall and you don't have to fail. The grace of God will see you through. And if you have fallen, thank God there is forgiveness. Get up, dust yourself off, and don't run away from the house of God. Run to the house of God. Run to Jesus. There is forgiveness in God. No pestilence. No destruction. No matter who you are, how many fall or fail, when others fall, I stand. And then as I went to verse 9, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Because. Notice that in Psalms 91 verse 9. Because. What is the because all about? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. Thank God it makes a difference where you hang out. It makes a difference who you hang out with. It makes a difference who your friends are. I can't afford unbelieving friends. I can't afford unbelieving preachers. I can't afford to hang around people that don't believe God. I'm too far out there. I'm too far out there. I don't want to crash and burn. I'm not going to hang around the naysayers. I'm not going to hang around the gossipers. I'm not going to hang around those that have a bad word and suspect everything that moves. I'm going to hang around people who say, I believe God. I'll tell you, I have friends that are half crazy. I love that. We believe God. We believe God. Leave me alone. It works. She kept us on our feet for 50 years of pastoring. Because thou hast made the Lord, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You know, the secret place in the Most High. My, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Our Israeli tourist guide, God said those are some of the highest names for God that can be given. When you hang out with God, you're hanging out with the strongest, wisest, most powerful, most productive, greatest reserve. You're hanging out with an unlimited God. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Because. Now you say all of this checklist is not working, but it will work, but it won't work if you don't believe. The longer I believe, the more I believe. Keep on believing. No evil shall befall thee. It may come, it may seem evil, but it turns out okay. God turns evil into okay. Third of you got that. I'm going to work on the other two. God turns evil into okay. I never thought it could turn out this good. God's not a loser. God's a winner. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Do you believe that? I believe it. You know, my angel's on automatic pilot. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. I'm on angels' automatic pilot list. He gives his angels charge over me. I was talking to a friend of mine up in Idaho. We were with another friend of mine who's going on to be with the Lord, but we were up in around the Continental Divide going skiing in a little Volkswagen, little squareback kind of a Volkswagen, going down a hill, and we hit black ice. You've heard me tell the story, but I'm like John Osteen. I want to tell it again myself. Dr. Summerall said the way you keep alive what God's done for you is keep on telling somebody. Paul the Apostle witnessed, he just kept telling people, let me tell you what the Lord did for me. I was walking down this road and this light shined from heaven. He just kept telling people, look what the Lord has done. And the driver looked at her. He said, guys, he said, we're on black ice and I have no control over this Volkswagen. And we're looking down a long way down. That's a lonesome stretch of road. And I looked over to the left and here's an 18-wheeler coming. And I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that little, he said, man, it just felt like something got a hold of the back bumper and just steadied that car on black ice. And we went past the 18-wheeler. We didn't go off the mountain. And you can speculate all you want to speculate, but I believe he gave his angels charge over me. I believe it. Oh, thank God, thank God. I'm kept by angels. I am kept by angels. I said, I am kept by angels. Also, Satan is beneath my feet. I said, Satan is beneath my feet. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Stomp your feet a little bit. Say, Satan's under my feet. Do you believe that? Then he is. Rejoice. We're not beneath Satan's feet. He's beneath our feet. Oh, what I love releases heaven's dove. What I love releases heaven's dove because he hath set his love on me. I've just started to practice when I wake up in the morning. I just start saying, I love you, Lord. Ooh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And the second thing I say is, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. What you love releases heaven's dove. Did you get it? I've set my love upon him. I love my dog. I love my canary. I love my Volkswagen. I love my Lord. I said, I love my Lord. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to give praises unto you. What you love releases heaven's dove. Oh, daily, hourly, moment by moment, set your love on God. You know, God delivers me and sets me on high. You know, God puts you on top of the heap. I said, God put you on top of the heap. God delivers me and he sets me on high. I'm almost through here. It's just almost too good to be true, but it is. God hears and answers my prayer. I want to say something I've never said before. You know why so many of our prayers don't work? Because you release a dose of unbelief in the midst of your prayer of faith. I've never said that before. Somebody please write that down. It's not in my notes. The reason many of our prayers are not answered because we get a good start. We start off well. But just like some of us on the ski slope, we hit a patch of ice or we made a wrong turn. And we're going down the hill not on our skis but on our back. Amen. We start off well. Finish it in faith. We start off in faith. Finish in faith. Ooh, thank God. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. God said it'll work. Keep on believing it. God said do it. Keep on doing it. Don't hesitate. Don't freak out. Chill. Believe the presence and the promises of God. My Lord. God hears and answers my prayer. God is with me in trouble. So I'm in trouble today, but God is with me. You talk about a troubleshooter. You talk about an expert in troublesome times. The seas before us, Pharaoh's closing in behind us. We're helpless, we're hopeless, we've had it. Fear thou not, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the enemy that you see today, you'll see them again no more. For the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. He's with me in trouble. God's with me in trouble. And you know God will honor me. I will honor him. Thank God for the honor of God. You don't have to pat yourself on the back. Just receive the honor of God. Oh, Daniel is thy God whom thou serve able to deliver thee. The king's already preached his message, hasn't he? Thy God whom thou servest continually. Preach on, king. I'll receive the offering, but you preach on, king. Is thy God able, the God that you serve continuously, is he able? Did he deliver you? Oh, king, live forever. God's alive. My God is alive. The Lord is alive. Thank God for movies now that are coming out that celebrate our God is alive. Well, there's one more here. This is really important to me because it said, he shall call upon me and I will answer. Now, please get a hold of this now. This is not just preaching stuff. This is not just words or positive thinking. I need miracles. I need God's wisdom stronger than I've ever needed God's wisdom. People say, man, you've been in the ministry all these years. You know it. No. It's day by day and hour by hour. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Folks, it's a daily thing. It's an hourly thing. Yesterday, thank God for it, but it's stale manna. God wants us to have the fresh manna of wisdom today. Never lived a day like today. I need God's wisdom. So what I'm saying is, what you're believing, keep on believing. What you're saying, if it's right in with God's word, keep on saying it. What you need, just keep on trusting in the Lord with all of your heart and leaning not to your own. Don't get back into your understanding. Your understanding will get you into trouble. Amen. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, dear God, how many times over these years you felt like God had left town and had an unlisted number. Oh, but God's on the throne and he keeps his word. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, I'm believing God for anointed, extended, productive life. I don't want to just live to hang in there. I see more to do for God today than I've ever seen in my life or ministry. This church is at a greater point of power and potential. We've come through some purging, but thank God we're on the other side of it now. Man, I've had things, it felt like I was running up against a concrete wall every time I'd turn around. But thank God, God's bigger than concrete. I said, God's bigger than concrete. He's bigger than the Great Wall of China. Oh, with long life, will I satisfy a satisfied long life? Not hanging in there, not existence, doing something. Get over this dying thing. Well, I won't go home and be with Jesus. Well, we can work that out maybe. We'll agree with you. We'll pray with you. But leave the pills alone. Stay away from the doctor. Leave the hospitals alone. Just go on and go. But if you want to live, hang out here. There's work to do. There's souls to be won. There's mission work to be done. There's a city that needs Jesus. There's no shortage on sinners. No shortage on sinners. With long life, I'll satisfy you. And I'll show you my salvation. I don't want to just live to hang in there. I want to live to celebrate the finished work of Calvary. I want to kick the devil in you know where. I want to drop kick him through the goalpost. The wrong way. It's time to celebrate. Hey, you didn't come to a loser's memorial service this morning. You came to a victory service today. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith in God.